The Organization of African Unity has set peace talks for tomorrow between the warring neighbors Ethiopia and Eritrea. But even as the two sides prepared for talks, the fighting continued today. Ethiopian aircraft bombed a new power plant, and Ethiopian troops launched a ground offensive in other parts of the disputed border region. 2 days ago, Ethiopian officials took a handful of Western journalists to the front near the town of Zalembessa, which had until recently been occupied by Eritrean forces. NPR's John Agolnik reports.
In the town of Adigrat, Ethiopia, some 20 miles from the front, a couple dozen men sit in a hotel bar drinking beer and watching Ethiopian television reports on the war and the capture of the border town of Zalembessa the night before. Tewaldi Mahari says the 2 years that Eritrea occupied Zalembessa were difficult for the people of Adigrat.
I have suffered. My family has suffered because we were constantly being shelled. And you can imagine what it feels as a civilian to be shelled all the time, to expect it all the time.
In Zalembessa, early Friday morning, Ethiopian soldiers are heading to the fighting a few miles away. These soldiers are not all the teenaged infantrymen you might expect to see. Some appear to be in their 30s and 40s. Some have gray beards. It's about a day and a half since Ethiopia took back the town. For the benefit of visiting reporters, the soldiers raise the Ethiopian flag, singing the national anthem. Then they gather in a circle for a victory dance and war chants. The town of Zalembessa once was home to 15,000 people. Today, all that's left are the shells of buildings, and according to the Ethiopians, most of that is not due to the fighting. They say after the Eritreans captured the town 2 years ago, they took the corrugated metal roofs off the houses and stores and used them in building their extensive trenches around the city. The fields on the outskirts of town are filled with landmines. Just a few feet from the road, Ethiopian soldiers are using mine detectors to locate them. After one is detected, a soldier scrapes away the dirt. He lifts the mine out of the ground and hands the yellow plastic weapon to another soldier who removes the detonator, rendering it useless. The terrain on the Zalembessa front is mountainous. This time of year, it's hot, dry, and dusty. An Ethiopian commander says the battle here was fierce. But from a helicopter flying low, it's hard to see the evidence. The trenches below are empty, no dead soldiers or bombed-out equipment. There are no evident craters from bombs or heavy artillery. Colonel Mulu Ayana stands at a place called Aiga, one of the highest points around. He says the Eritreans fought hard for 3 days around Aiga, using tanks and artillery. And he says they left this area in a panic.
I believe that they have actually suffered tremendously. But I think they will not keep to themselves. They will not go to a peaceful way. It's in their nature to be aggressive. So I believe that we need to weaken them a little bit more.
A narrow valley nearby called Baholo was the scene of more heavy fighting, according to the Ethiopian military. On the ridges of the mountain walls, the Eritreans dug an extensive system of trenches, as they did all over the territory they occupied. There are a number of dead donkeys in the area, likely victims of landmines. Near the road lie two dead Eritreans. Near one bunker is another dead Eritrean, his body bloated in the hot sun with blood still oozing from his mouth. The bunkers here are strewn with clothes, papers, and even workbooks from Eritrean soldiers who appeared to be studying while holding the land. Some ammunition was left behind, some of it still in boxes. A little further down the valley, the Ethiopians have brought wounded soldiers, including some prisoners of war. Speaking through Ethiopian interpreters, the Eritreans say they are getting medical treatment, as well as food and water. Walde Tensai is a tank driver who suffered burns when his tank was hit. Lying on a green army blanket in the shade, he's too weak to even swat the many flies from his face. Walde says they were ordered to join some other Eritrean tanks, but they only found one tank and it was out of commission. He says they decided to turn back, but as they were retreating, his tank was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. As Eritrean troops continue to retreat, the Ethiopian forces push deeper into enemy territory. The Ethiopians say the fighting will continue until Eritrea leaves all the disputed land it occupied 2 years ago. Despite world pressure to end the war, Ethiopian authorities repeat, like a mantra, that they alone will be the ones to decide when to stop the fighting. Both sides are scheduled to meet for talks tomorrow in Algiers under the auspices of the Organization of African Unity. For NPR News, I'm John Ogolnik in Zalambesa, Ethiopia.